Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Good Morning to the Leader in You, and we are so excited about this morning's show. For those of you that was a part of last Monday's show or you hit the replay line, you know we have embarked on dissecting the book Metamorphosis Shadow. And we are going to continue into that on today. We are kicking off a new week. We know by the end of this week, we're going to be into August. So ladies and gentlemen, leaders from various parts of the world that have joined in with us and that will be listening to the replay, welcome to this morning show. I say to you, good morning to the leader in you. I say good morning to the leader that might be lying dormant. Maybe you might be listening to this show and you feel that you're a leader, but you have not fully stepped out and execute it yet, and that is okay. Today we say arise. Today we say go forth. Today we say loose those shackles that's trying to hold you back from stepping out into your leadership capacity, your leadership ability. Know who you are. Own who you are. Last week we also touched on, you know, individuals that's in your circle. If there are individuals in your circle that are, you know, have negative energy, saying negative things such as you can't do this, what type of leader you think you're going to be, or just negative words trying to hold you to your past has happened. I often tell people when people want to bring up your past, they want to hold you to your past, don't shy away from it. Own it. Yes, that was me. The operative word is was. Yes, I did those things. The operative word is did. It is in the past. However, this is who I am today. This is how I've grown over a period of time, and this is who I am evolving to be. So in my place of evolution, I am now stepping into who I am, not allowing individuals to hold me hostage to who I have been, what I have done, but to who I am today and where I am moving and where I am going in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to the leader in you. I want everyone to take a moment this morning and really reflect on thus far how the summer has been. How has June been? July, we're in the last couple days, literally, of July, today and tomorrow. August 1st is this Wednesday, right? August 1st is Wednesday. How are you preparing yourself to go into August? How are you preparing your business? For example, you might be in a up and down phase of your company. What have you done to assess your business? What have you done to assess the positive movement and challenges within your company? You always have to take an assessment to see what you're doing, to see what's working, and B, was not working. And I think a lot of times, sometimes leaders can get into the place of you don't want to really look into what's not working because some internalize that as a hit to themselves to say, well, you know, if it's not operating as it should, is that a hit to me? Am I not effective as a leader? Am I not effective as the CEO of my company? And it doesn't mean any of those things. A lot of times we stay stagnant because we don't want to look at the ugly. We don't want to look at the challenging areas. But that is where you grow as a leader, even if it is something that or area that's deficient in you that you need to grow in so your company can grow. You have to look at that head on. You can no longer shy away from it. You can no longer look to the left or look to the right and point fingers. Well, is this person in my company? Is that person? Be the captain of your ship. Be the captain of your company. If there are areas of deficiency, own it, recognize it, address it, and then deal with it and move forward. Put together a new game plan for forward movement. Ladies and gentlemen, we no longer can walk around being blind with that blinded, you know, scarf on our eyes saying we don't see anything, we don't see anything, yet you're disgruntled because you don't see your company growing. You're disgruntled because you don't see your company moving. You're disgruntled because you look at other leaders and other organizations and other businesses and you say to yourself, why are they moving out and I'm not? Why is their organization thriving and my organization is not thriving? At the end of the day, it is all about taking evaluation of where you are in your business and in your company. And that kind of brings us a segue into talking a little bit about the book, picking back up from last week, Metamorphosis Shadow. Last week we went through the introduction, and today we're really going to dive into chapter number one. So if you missed last week, you can always go to Leader, Good Morning to Leader in You, and you can listen to last week's discussion about the overview of the book. But today we're talking about the broken vessel, and I think this is really connected to everything that I just talked about. A lot of times we don't like to take that inner inspection on ourselves. And a lot of times, because of that, not only are you disfigured, but your company is disfigured. In other words, you haven't taken on the shape that will allow you to operate in your prime and your optimum ability. A lot of times, you know, in the opening part of the book, it talks about disfigured. Disfigured means to mar or to spoil the appearance or shape of. In other words, you are destined for greatness. We, you know, we always say that among the leadership group. But in that process, how are you showing up? What is your appearance? What does your shape look like? What does the shape of your organization look like? The chapter opens up by saying, disfigured and violently separated into parts that have been repurposed and manufactured for packaging to fit the need of another. Alterations took place in the inner workings of one's being. The original masterpiece was damaged and disrupted from forming into the essence of the very being it was designed to be, a fractured vessel holding together in the crevices of each crack by the hope to one day just be. How many listening to this show this morning or on the replay line, you feel a little bit out of sort. You feel a little bit disfigured. You feel that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know what you could be, but in the present moment, you're not being that. Could it be that you haven't broken your vessel? Could it be that you have not evolved to the place where you are destined to become because of fear, because of doubt, because of maybe gatekeepers? You feel someone's blocking you from that next step. Perhaps it's negative energy in your circle, your immediate circle. You know, you have individuals that are not rooting you on. They're, in fact, tearing you down with words or subliminal messages or just simply being negative. A lot of times we are around too much negative energy, and if we constantly stay around negative energy, we're going to soak that in, and we will regurgitate that negative energy. When we talk about the word appearance means the outward or phenomenal manifestation of things. What are you manifesting? Because what you manifest is going to manifest in your organization. You have to change your mental posture, and I speak on this intimately because I had to do the same thing with my company, with my organization. I had to shift my thinking on where I wanted the company to go. I had to shift my thinking on where I wanted myself to go. And when that shift took place, my daily business operations shifted. When your mindset shifts, your daily business operations will shift also. And with that will be a transformation phase. When we look at the word shape, what does the word shape mean? It often talks about how it has boundary points. A shape, let's think about a square, a box, right? It has a point to a point, one end of the box to the next end of the box. But when you look at the word shape, it also talks about to adapt to a particular use or purpose, i.e. to adjust. In other words, as a business grows or as you grow in your leadership capacity, we, you and I, have to be willing to adapt to make sure the purpose is being revealed, to make sure the purpose is being carried out. We have to be in a mode of being able to adjust. A lot of times us as leaders, we get stuck in a rut and we don't want to adjust. We don't want to adjust to the new. But a lot of times things will happen in your life that will force you to learn how to adjust. You know, if we constantly just stay in a state of complacency, normalcy, we are not going to grow. And if your organization is not growing, look at yourself. Look at the leader. Look at the leadership. Is leadership growing? I had to look at myself, you know, as well with my company, my organization. How am I managing the company? Is that why I'm not getting the desired results that I want to see? And again, don't bang yourself up. Don't get disgruntled about yourself. If you messed up, you messed up. We're all in the phase of growing as a leader, right? But once you become into the awareness and the knowledge on how to do better, then you do better. I know we all have heard that saying, when you know to do better, you do better. And it's actual. It's factual. That is what you do. The end of the day, until you're able to break your vessel, so what is the vessel? The vessel can be in many different forms. And today we're going to talk about the vessel in your mindset. Old thinking, stubborn thinking, closed off thinking. A lot of times we are stuck in this mode, and we need to break it. We need to break out of old thinking. We need to break out of old patterns. We need to break out of some old traditions. Now, I'm not knocking traditions. However, if the tradition is keeping you stagnant and stuck and no forward movement, then that is something you need to evaluate and look at. That is something you need to say to yourself, is this beneficial for the purpose? Is what I'm doing right now beneficial for the purpose? Is my train of thought beneficial to bringing forth the purpose? Or am I just too complacent and I don't want to put any extra energy into new thinking, new ideas, new strategies, because it's going to take, frankly, too much of my time and energy. I don't want to go there. These are questions you and I have to ask ourselves as we are moving forward in our leadership capacity, as we're moving forward in our leadership ability. Now, when we talk about the word deform, deform means to mar the natural form or shape of. Again, to mar the natural form or shape of. Now, a lot of times when we talk about breaking the vessel, we have to talk about one's identity. One's identity is connected to your shape, your form. A lot of times we are walking disfigured every day. We're not jointly in the vein and operating and walking out in what we've been called to do. We are disfigured. And when we look at ourselves in the mirror, although our face or our body, our structure may look intact, but inside we are disfigured. And a lot of times it's because we don't know who we are. What is your born identity? Has life experiences blurred your vision of your identity? And that's a question to think about. When we talk about a person's identity is the individual characteristics by which a person is recognized or known, the distinguishing character or personality of an individual. I'm going to say that again. A person's identity is the individual characteristics by which a person is recognized or known, the distinguishing character or personality of an individual. What is your born identity? Has life experiences blurred your vision of your identity? I'm going to talk about that for a second. Have the things you've gone through blurred your vision? Have the things you've gone through got you in a place where you're just being whatever's around you, you're kind of just going with the flow, right? But not actually executing on your action steps that will lead to fulfilling your purpose. There's a part of the book that says, the reality of destiny's situation has smothered and blinded her from the truth. The broken pieces of destiny's vessel, which represents her true identity, are scattered in the crevices of her mind. As I mentioned on last week, the main character of the book is Destiny, and Destiny is going through this transformation phase where she's coming from out of the shadows and into her future, into her destined place. However, there's a journey. There is a transformation phase. There's some challenges that she's facing, as we all face challenges as well, as we're going through our place of transformation. Now, I want to read that part again. It says, the reality of Destiny's situation has smothered and blinded her from the truth. The truth of what? The truth of who she really is. And sometimes that's how it is in our life as well. A lot of times we are smothered because we're so under pressure. We're blinded because we're just the walking dead. I don't know if anybody has ever saw that show of her or at least heard of the show. And, you know, we are just walking. We're functioning, but we're not functioning at our optimum level. And it's because the broken pieces are scattered in the crevices of our mind. And we're constantly trying to put ourselves back together. We're constantly trying to say, who am I and who I am? How do I get to where I'm supposed to go? With all this disfigurement, with all the challenges I've faced, to the point now I'm just numb. I'm numb. Can I even take it another step further? Well, I say to you leaders that's listening to the call, yes, you can. Yes, you can. One of the things that I want to share with you inside of the book, never define who you are based on your surrounding situation, because as you go through the journey of life and challenged by life, it is going to squeeze out the essence of who you are, your fragrance, and the discovery of oneself will be revealed. Only through life situations will you know what you are made of and just how strong you really are. The man said no more and walked away. A lot of times there are people in our life, you can think about it, they have dropped golden nuggets. I love to call it the golden nuggets. Drop golden nuggets, drop words of inspiration, motivation, right? And we kind of take it and say, oh, okay, that was some nice words, but let me keep it going. Start meditating on positive reflections about yourself. A lot of times
it's too much negative self-talk that we say to ourselves, coupled with what society is saying to you or your own inner circle, individuals, but never define who you are based on your situation. Don't do that. You have a fragrance. We all have a fragrance to give off. We're all going through that discovery phase. So as I say to you, as we get ready to conclude this Monday's, you know, good morning to the leader in you, a burst of motivation to help you throughout this week. Jump back on next Monday at 8:30 because we're going to continue to dive into the book. I want to say to you, continue to stand strong in who you are. And sometimes we don't know who we are. We have a glimpse of who we are, but not the fullness. I say to you this week, and this is what I want you to do today. I want you to write down three affirmations of who you feel you should be, not who you are right now, not about what happened in your past, but how you're going to break free from the chains that's holding you so you can become that broken vessel and you can be free and walk into the place of destiny. So as you write your affirmation, send me an email. Let me know how everything's doing. If we need to have a one-on-one coaching session, email me at ct@katherinetrotter.com. That's CATHERINETROTTER.com. Again, that's CT@katherinetrotter.com. I look forward to supporting everyone on their leadership journey. Again, my website is www.katherinetrotter.com. Stay tuned. We will be having some fall leadership mixers in various locations, so stay connected for that information soon to come, and I'm going to see everybody at the top.